Good morning. This is Perry with Living Clay, and I'm here today to have a Q&A about calcium bentonite clay, answer your questions, and talk a little bit about clay. Today, a lot of our concerns are around radiation, and we should still be concerned about it because this is an invisible mist that is leaking all over the planet. If it rains in your area, it's more likely to settle to the ground and to get on our crops, our livestock. The cows eat the grass and it gets in their milk. So how can we protect ourselves against this? The safest thing you can do with low-grade radiation that may be coming in through your foods and building up in your system is to drink a little clay daily before you eat. And just so before your meals, drink a little bit of clay, then any radiation that's in the food or on the food will be absorbed before it goes into the body. That and an occasional take clay bath if you stay outside in short sleeve shirts a lot of times, particularly at dusk when the elements settle back to the ground after the heat goes away, the pollens and things settle to the ground, and radiation tends to settle to the ground then also. So that's my best recommendation, an occasional clay bath, and drink that clay little at a time all day long, and keep your system clean and clear. It certainly won't hurt you, and it'll be beneficial. All right, I'm going to slip over and see if we have any questions today. We had a question from last week, and I want to apologize. Last week there was a problem with our teleseminar site, and they had a shutdown and we lost contact. So right in the middle of the call, everything was cut off, and I couldn't get back on to anyone. But I did have a question that remained unanswered. It was Cheryl from Brooksville, Florida. She said, I've had a ringworm on my hand for months and have tried different things to clear it up with only little success. I started using the clay 3 times a day and it cleared up to about 90%, but it won't seem to heal 100%. Flares up on occasions. I've been taking it 3 times a day for 5 weeks and it just won't go away. Any suggestions? Cheryl, sometimes those things get really deeply embedded, and even stress, and particularly hot water, bring them on again when you think you've got them taken care of. So I would just be very aggressive at night, put a poultice, a thick application over that ringworm, and put a little patch of Glad Press and Seal over it and sleep with it on all night, as well as it using it topically during the day and letting it dry out and wash off. Maybe a warm basin of water with add clay to it, like the, pour some of the liquid clay in and soak your hand in the warm clay water. Those are some things I would try. It sounds like you have a deeply embedded case, particularly if you've had it for months on end, because generally those things kind of heal themselves eventually. So I'm going to look for some more questions. We're out of questions right now. May have lost everybody since last week we had the problem, and we do have some listeners on the line, so that's good. I'm going to open the lines here, so if any of the listeners have a question they would like to ask, go ahead and ask it. And if you have any background noise going on, if you would press *6, that will cut that out. So do any of my listeners have a question they'd like to ask? Or what is a subject you would like me to talk about? Maybe that would be more appropriate. Well, it looks like I'm on my own, and I'm going to have... Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. My name is Ann, and I'm from Venice, Florida.
Okay,
and
Ann,
I have allergic purpura.
And can you tell me a little about that?
Yes,
I can.
Okay, I have allergic purpura, and I've had it for 20 years. I've been on prednisone for 20 years, which I'm cutting down. I just found the clay about a month ago, and I was taking something else natural for it, but have you ever heard of that? Have you ever had anyone that might have used it for it's some type of allergy that they never can find?
Well, it does if it's not a systemic type allergy, a bloodborne allergy. Clay does have a gradual long-term effect on your allergies. It will clear up some of the allergies, and it may take 3 months to start noticing a difference.
Okay.
Like I was violently allergic to cats and dogs, and I could walk in a house and tell if there was one there and immediately start, you know, my breathing would close up. I would get asthma from it and itching eyes and things. And now I can stand, I stayed with some people with a dog in their house for 3 days and didn't have an asthma attack. So it took over time of taking the clay. And
okay.
I would try it. So this doesn't break out anywhere on the body?
Yes. The blood vessels come through the veins and you have a red rash. You know, I have a red rash on my legs.
Okay, and
so
have you tried
that,
putting the clay on the rash, the clay mask on the rash?
I haven't yet, but I will.
Yes. Generally, it's very soothing and healing on any kind of rash. It clears it up. It dries it up. Just put a thin coat on and let it dry. And, you know, if it continues, just keep putting it on and
okay.
see if we can get to it from that direction.
Great.
Right?
Right.
Thank you, and good luck with your problem.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you for your
it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Anyone else on the line with the question? Whoops, my phone was ringing. I apologize for that. Well, I'm just going to start talking about clay if no one has any particular questions or a subject they'd like me to cover. Let me go back to my questions and see if we have any more questions coming in. Okay, Sally Davis in Memphis. How do you use the clay to wash fruits and vegetables? Sally, you know, as I said earlier when I first got on the line, I don't know if everybody was on the call then, so I'm going to repeat it. If you're worried about the clay, your fruits and vegetables absorbing pesticides and radiation, the safest thing to do is drink a little clay all during the day, particularly before you eat. Now, you can wash your vegetables in a clay water solution, soak them for a little while, and for the green leafy vegetables, that'll work pretty good. But for your deep-rooted vegetables like carrots and potatoes and beets and turnips, things like that that may have taken the pesticides all the way into the root, it's more difficult to draw it out. And that's why I say if you just drink a little clay all during the day. And, you know, if you don't like the taste of it, you can mix it in a little tomato juice or a little apple juice, put it in a smoothie, just so you're getting some clay into your system. I would do it a little before and a little afterwards so you can have it in there to catch what comes in and then top it off with a little clay dessert, sip of clay for dessert. And so you can sandwich those toxins and pesticides in there and get rid of those. But you can rinse them off in the sink. I used to have a proportion there. I think it's about of the liquid clay, a fourth of a cup to a quart of water. You can put it in a bowl and just rinse your vegetables, let them sit in there for a minute, rinse them. And for the green leafy vegetables, that'll work fine. Thank you. And that's a predominant subject we've been having. Oh, there's my friend Janet in San Diego. Hi, Perry. What will be the implications with the FDA proposed Food Safety Accountability Act now in Congress? In regards to clay, I'm assuming that the question is. we are not selling the clay as a supplement. We do not make healing flames on the living clay site. Now, some of the clay sites are making healing flames, and they are very walking a thin line anyway, because until the FDA has had their own test on your product that you have scientific proof in this $1 million test or however many studies they have to do with it, you can't make a claim about one thing. And clay affects so many things. I mean, it benefits the body in so many ways. Insect bites, acne, rashes, poison ivy, poison oak, shingles, acid reflux, any of these things, the clay would have to be tested for those specifically before you could make a healing claim about it. I don't think that a clay as of itself, just on the body for using topically, it's definitely not going to work. And basically what they say is, you know, your people can use it however they want, as long as you're not making a claim about it. So it is recognized for topical use, for detoxing, pulling impurities out of the skin, oils. So we can always go that route with clay, since we're not selling it as a supplement in that case. So I hope that answers your question. I wasn't sure what your specific concern is. So if you have another question you want to throw in there that I didn't cover it somehow, I will check it. It's very serious what they're proposing to do. You know, I like the idea of letting individuals choose what they want to put in their body and not having the governments rule us. We make rules and they just cause complications. If we act with dignity and respect and honorably with our products with people, I don't think we'd have these type of problems. And the government seems to think they need to be big brother and protect us and make decisions for us. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox here. Frank in Wichita, can clay help with pull muscles or sore muscles? Absolutely. Have a kid that works for us that was on the skateboard the other day and hung his foot on a pipe on the ramp doing a flip, and he said, I did the splits in midair, twisted my knee and pulled my groin. The next day he was hobbling around and limping, but he had come in taking a clay bath. Clay baths will pull excess acetic acid, which is built up in your system, and that's what makes your muscles sore when you exercise certain muscles more strenuously than you have before, like you've been digging a garden and you hadn't been digging in a while, or you played tennis or golf for the first time and you know that soreness that you get. Soaking in a clay bath is wonderful. A 15-minute clay bath with a cup of clay added to the clay water. There are directions on the About Clay site on how to mix that up very easily. I had a gentleman with a pulled muscle, a Charlie horse, in his back, and he had been doing some heavy lifting and he just got this muscle cramp, and he called his wife and told her to make him up a clay bath, and he went home and took a clay bath, and they were having company that night, and he's got a little kid, and you know, he thought, well, he won't be able to pick him up or do anything, but in 10 minutes he was out of the bath and said, it's gone, it's just gone, it's a little tender where the knot was, but it's gone. So you can also put it directly, like if you sprain your ankle or knee, and like in the kid that worked with me that twisted his knee, besides taking the clay bath, he put a thick application of the living clay muscle rub. It's got tea tree oil and peppermint oil. It's kind of like a mild icy hot. You can use that if you have it, and if not, just use the clay. Put it on thickly over the area and wrap it in some saran wrap or something to keep the wet clay on for a while. I had one gentleman that sprained his ankle, and his ankle was severely swollen, and he had been using Epsom salts and different things and ice packs, and it was still swollen. The swelling hadn't gone down. He got his clay, and he put a poultice on the ankle, and he said, the water coming out of his foot was coming out so fast, the excess fluid was coming out so fast, the clay kept sliding off, so he had to take the clay and keep working it back on his ankle. But just before his eyes, it reduced that swelling. And I had a gentleman with a broken wrist, and we started packing his wrist in clay, and he said overnight he noticed the swelling was down. So that's a definite yes. Remember, muscle rub or the clay mask will work on that. Thank you for that question. All right, let me see if we have any more questions here. Looks like that's all there for a little. Ah, here's one from Teresa Wilson. My 11-year-old daughter is beginning to have acne. Should we use the clay and help nip this in the bud? I don't want her to use medications. Absolutely. I was doing a demo in the store in Texas the other day, and a gentleman walked in and grabbed our face and body scrub, and he said, "This is so much better than your proactive stuff for acne." He said, "I'm telling all my friends," and I could see acne scars on his face. He was a young boy. And he said, "It just does wonderful. It makes my skin feel so clean. It stops the outbreaks." And she also, in addition to that, she may want to drink a little clay. Generally, when they start breaking out, and she may not need this unless her acne sort of gets severe, I think a topical application, a facial once or twice a week, maybe on the weekend, might be beneficial. If she feels a bump coming on, just take a little clay and dab it on that bump, and generally it starts going right back down. So you can apply it as they start erupting, and then at that night put it on the area where the bumps are. Anywhere there's an oily buildup, put the clay on there to pull that oil out. The bacteria get down in those pores with that oil, and they make those bumps and they're very uncomfortable, unsightly, and embarrassing. So I would say if she could drink a little clay, it would probably help tremendously. We also have a face cream, the Rejuvenation Face Cream, and I have quite a few patients or customers with acne that use that during the day, and it keeps their acne from breaking out. So it's got clay in it. It's got enough clay in there that it can make a difference. And she might like to try that route and then do a facial maybe on the weekend. I think if it's a light outbreak, it will help, and that'll keep her off these medicines and things. And there's no need to go through 18 steps of the proactive. Kids are not going to do that very long. It sounds good at first, but when they have to rinse with this and then put that on and leave this for 15 minutes and then wash it off with this, it's just not necessary. The clay does it all. So enjoy that. Thank you. All right. Looks like we're okay. Another question from Janet Lancaster. How do rectal suppositories work? Is there a risk of them drying out? Thank you. No, there's moisture up in the rectum. So what you do is you make a suppository. Let's describe what we're doing here. You take some clay and mix it with just very little water, and you want it thick where you can mold it in your hands, kind of like Play-Doh or Clay-Doh. And you want to roll it into a little bullet shape. It's where it's kind of oblong and tapered on one end. Put it on a piece of wax paper and let it dry. It doesn't have to be rock hard dry, but firm enough that you can insert it that it won't bend and collapse on you. And you want to put a little KY gel or lubricant on the end of it when you insert the suppository into the rectum. And you put it in there, and the moisture in the body will dissolve it, and it will heal, it will draw tight, it will oftentimes draw. Some of the little hemorrhoids have blood in them where blood's collected. It's broken little vessel, and it dries those out and shrinks them. even taking some of the clay mask and kind of massaging it up in there, if it's an external hemorrhoid, putting the clay mask on is very beneficial. So that's what I would do with that one. Thank you. All right, here's another, a testimonial from Janet. Janet, you're our angel today. Thank you. A customer of mine, a teenager with acne, who likes the unscented conditioning body lotion on her face because her skin is oily and the lotion counters this. So the body lotion, we do have an unscented body lotion. And I've known people with rash on their hands break out and put the lotion on, it clears it up. So I use the body cream or the rejuvenation face cream, but you know, try the lotion on her because it might work. And I want to say Janet is one of our clay distributors, and her company is called Earth Living Clay, and she is very wise on health and healing, so you might check out her site. It's earthslivingclay.com. Thank you, Janet. So try the lotion for that, and thank you for that. Last week we asked for everybody to come on and give us some testimonials, and I had, or week before last when I was out of town and had company come on the show, but there weren't very many responses. So let me see if we have any more questions coming in. Adonna in Los Angeles. I have a lot of breast pain each month during my menstrual cycle. Is there a way that clay can help me with this? First thing I'd ask Donna, are you drinking the clay? This is typical for women. I think I remember that sometimes too, laying on my stomach at night. It was tender. My breasts were tender. Wasn't comfortable. I would put clay topically over your breast, a thin coat, and let it dry and sleep with it on at night. But I'd also be drinking the clay. We had a lady who used to get severe menstrual cramps, and she started drinking the clay. Her boss shared her some clay, didn't have very much, and she was taking like a half a teaspoon in water every other day. And when it came time for her period, she generally had the cramps so severe she couldn't even go into work. And sure enough, she noticed she didn't have the cramps. And when she went into the shop, it was a salon, and told the other girls, they also realized that their cramps had gone away. So it helps balance your hormones. And in that way, it might help. So that's why I would apply it topically and take it internally as well. Thank you. All right. I can't talk and chew gum at the same time, so I'm looking for new questions that are coming on, and I have to go to different little boxes and click, so excuse me for the little pause there. Well, it looks like we're kind of out of questions right now, or they haven't come through the ethers to my computer. I'm going to go back and open the lines and ask if any of our telephone listeners have any questions that they would like to ask or any subjects they would like to be addressed. So the lines are open if anyone wants to speak up. And hello? Okay, I'm not getting any response. So let's talk about, I want to tell you about some things on the About Clay side that make using clay very easy. Here's another question first. Can the clay be used for itchy bumps on the skin? Absolutely. Any kind of rash, any kind of irritation, an itchy insect bite, anything of that nature that's not normal to your skin, put clay on it. It is, for skincare item, it is wonderful. I've even had a horse that broke out in a rash on their chest in the summertime, and the owner put that body lotion, the hand cream, the body cream, the body lotion on the horse's chest, and it cleared up the next day. So, yes, we can use it for pets. But on aboutclay.com, there is a new booklet there. It's downloadable. It says how to kickstart your day with living clay, and it's an instructional manual. And we tried to simplify the instructions and split specifically how to do a poultice, how to do a mask, how to make the water, the clay for a mask, how to make it for a bath, how to make it for liquid. So it's a downloadable free booklet. You're welcome to it if you go to aboutclay.com, click on clay information. It'll be the first box you see on the page. Now, if you scroll down to the bottom of that page, there are a lot of radio recordings, interviews there that you're welcome to listen to. And in addition, there are some videos that show how to mix the clay for liquid. It's very easy, but some of us, for me, reading directions is complicated. But when I can see it, I can grasp it. So we made a video making the liquid clay and a video making the clay bath, preparing it for your bath. So that simplify the process. So y'all are welcome to those. There are tons of good articles on aboutclay.com. We just put a new one up on some of the myths about clay. There are some myths going around that clay is going to take all your nutrients and it's going to absorb the nutrition in your food, so you shouldn't eat it around meals. Quite the contrary, clay enhances the absorption of your food. It cleanses the way. And it's only after a positive charged ion. Clay is blind to anything but that. It's a magnet, and that's the only thing it's going to draw to it. And these are your baddies, your viruses, your infections, your fungus, your pesticides, your chemicals. That's what it's after. It's selective. So it doesn't go after the good stuff. I get up in the morning, I take my vitamins and, you know, do my hair, do my makeup, go into the kitchen, have my breakfast, and drink some clay. I don't wait. Now, as far as medicines go, if you're on medicines, call your pharmacist and ask him if they think that a calcium bentonite clay with a 9.7 pH will interfere with any of your medicines. It doesn't interfere with all medicines, but there might be some that it does, and it's just going to weaken either the medicine or the clay. So check with your pharmacist. Now, if he doesn't know, ask him, how long will it take me to, does it take my body to absorb the medicines? Generally, medicines are absorbed in the body in 1 or 2 hours. So you can wait and take the clay after that. Now, it's traditionally suggested when you're starting a cleanse to take clay on an empty stomach, but it's not necessary that you take it on an empty stomach all the time. That's just because you want to cleanse out your lower colon, and it doesn't have to work around the food that you're digesting. So it's a suggestion only. It doesn't mean you cannot take it in another time of day or can't take it with a meal. I take it with a meal for when I know I'm going to eat greasy food, something like that. I want to be sure and take the clay before I eat it and a little afterwards to absorb that cholesterol-y greasing stuff. It's kind of like a napkin I always press on my pizza, but I still don't get it all. Well, if I drink a little clay, and the reason I know that works is I made a pot of chili one day, and it had grease floating on the top, even though I used extra lean ground meat. So I poured 1/4 cup clay into my pot of chili, and I mean, with 1 or 2 stirrings, the grease just disappeared. It all went into a rich chili gravy. And I thought, well, that's how it's helping people with their cholesterol. It's capturing that bad grease before it goes into their bodies. So there's a benefit. I have a question from Vinya in Lubbock, Texas. Will the clay stop up the sewer if I take a bath and let it drain? No. If there is an article on aboutclay.com about septic tanks, and that it's just, we had a builder, and he said it's very safe. The clay will settle to the bottom. It will help with the bacteria growth. It won't get in the lateral lines. It's not going to stop up the pipes. In fact, we have several people with old plumbing who used to have the plumber come out two or three times a year. And one lady's daughter is autistic, and she gets clay baths weekly. And she said she hasn't had a plumber since she started doing the clay baths. That it will literally clean your pipes. By the time you flush the water out of the bathtub, you've run enough that the clay has run through the pipes, and it's going to clean along the way there. Now, before you wash it out right now, particularly if you're in Lubbock, Texas, you're hitting this drought like we are down here in South Texas. So get you a bucket and go in there and scoop up that clay water and carry it out and water your plants. Water your house plants, put some in the bird bath for the dogs and cats, drinking water. You know, you can still get a lot of benefits from that. It's, for plants, it's trace minerals. It's like fertilizing them. In your house plants and your plants, you put it on your flower beds, they'll bloom more, and particularly during this heat, it'll kind of help their immune system like it does people. So those are some suggestions that you can do with that. And let me go back and see if we have any more questions coming in. No questions for right now, and it's 12:30. So thank you for listening in today. I hope you got some benefits from what we talk about. Be sure and let me know if you have a specific topic you would like to hear about using clay. And we'll discuss that. I'm on twice a month. And thank you for coming in and listening. Now, go get some clay and play in clay this weekend. Bye-bye.